For the first time in more than a decade, North Adams Public Schools will be led by a new superintendent. The district recently approved the appointment of Webster Public Schools Superintendent Barbara Melkus. Melkus lives in the northern Berkshire County town of Clarksburg and has worked in Pittsfield Public Schools and at McCann Technical School in North Adams. WAMC spoke with Melkus about why she took the job.
I actually live not far from North Adams. I live in the town of Clarksburg and actually raised my children in that area. And my husband still lives and works in that area. And I've been doing the very modern, live in one place but work in another and spend, you know, the majority of my week living in Central Mass and then going home on the weekends. And really saw this as a great opportunity to kind of pull together my experience, but also take the opportunity to take everything I've learned and bring it to where I live, you know, where my neighbors are. And, you know, certainly North Adams Public Schools has a lot going for it. And so the opportunity to really, you know, look at, you know, where the schools are at now and moving forward, that's always been an exciting prospect to me professionally. So for that combination of reasons of, you know, really bringing kind of a different perspective and view, having been out of the county for the last 4 years professionally and bringing that into Berkshire County, but also taking what I've learned and really bringing a school system that, you know, is close to my heart in many ways to the next level is really, you know, very exciting professionally.
Do you think that your experience in other schools in the county, and then obviously you live in the area, will help you in your new role?
You know, I have a lot of connections there already. So I'm a known commodity in some ways. I was not known as a superintendent. I was known as, you know, various positions in the field of education, classroom teacher, school administrator, district level administrator. And so I do have a lot of connections with, you know, MCLA and the regional STEM network and the business community through the Chamber of Commerce. And so I think that, you know, and certainly my connections to other professionals within the educational field, I think will benefit the transition into the district. But at the same time, I've been away for 4 years, so there's things that have changed. And so one of the most important things for me to do as any new CEO of a company or as a superintendent is to really have a developed entry plan. And I always like to refer to that as my grand listening tour. And that's usually, you know, your first 6 weeks on the ground is really learning about the context that you're coming into, you know, really gathering the information to really think about what has been accomplished, what are the strengths, what are the challenges that are still awaiting to be addressed, and what is the professional capacity and will of the organization to really, you know, take on those next series of challenges as they go forward. Because there's always work already in play. It would be really presumptuous for anyone coming into an organization to think that work hasn't been accomplished. Work has always been accomplished. Everybody who enters the role does the job to their best of their ability and accomplishes what they can accomplish. And then the next set of tasks that are yet to be done gets handed off as you enter into the position to the new person. So for me, it's really mindfully and strategically developing an entry plan so that I do more listening than talking and find out what is the work that is currently being accomplished that the organization feels good about and what is the work that they are yet to take on and are willing to do.
And outside of that grand listening tour, as you mentioned it was, do you have any other plans or proposals or ideas that once you start the job, you think you might look into? I know you mentioned you coming in as a fresh set of eyes, a fresh outlook.
You know, especially in communities like North Adams, which is not an uncommon experience right now in the Commonwealth. We have throughout the Commonwealth cities and towns that have experienced an economic infrastructure that was built on the mills, and the mills don't exist now. And so our economy has changed, has shifted, and yet many of these small towns and cities have not been able to grasp that and tap into those economic changes and really kind of, you know, create the economic environment that's going to, really allow for sustainability. Education is a major component of economic infrastructure. And that is going to be something that I'm really trying to create some focus around and an increased understanding around. When you have, you know, strong, well-known school systems, that can be part of the economic driver for businesses, for real estate, for so many things. And that's not the opinion of Dr. Barbara Malkus. That is, you know, work that is based on the research of much smarter people than I am in the field of economy. And so education and economy are really linked, and that is going to be an area that I think I will work really hard on and really create some dynamic focus around. And again, that's within the context of the work that is already being done.
In the region, there's a lot of talk about school regionalization. What are your thoughts on just the overall idea and the concept of combining school districts or schools?
Well, you know, I think that there's, you know, if you're in an area where you have, you know, declining overall population, let alone, you know, school district enrollments, I think that there are some economies of scale that can be accomplished through regionalization. That being said, that process, besides being a very legal process, also needs to be done very strategically. You know, there are long-standing cultural identities associated with schools. And so it's very important to really honor the cultural organization as part of any regionalization process. So economically, financially, it makes sense. But we also have to remember that school systems are human organizations. And therefore, we need to really keep in mind the history, that cultural identity, as well as the school norms and community norms around their local school system, so that we're doing this kind of work in a very mindful way and honoring those histories. Because without that, you can make radical change that ends up doing more harm than good. So it can't be done, you know, these are decisions that shouldn't be done quickly. They should be done in the context of understanding, and one of the ways that you could develop that understanding is through facilitation from organizations like the Mass Association of Regional School Districts, who provide support and technical assistance around these conversations, so that it's done in a way that really allows for the transition. And, you know, it's not so much the change. You know, William Bridges wrote a book years ago on bridging change, and that it's about the transition and people needing to let go of the way it used to be before they can move forward to the new way it's going to look. And I think that that's an important part of any type of organizational reconfiguration or reorganization of school systems and what they look like.
There's a push statewide for raising the cap on charter schools. Do you think that would impact North Adams Public Schools at all?
Well, you know, the charter school business is about really looking at, you know, where there is need, where there's potential for enrollments. And so, you know, with, you know, we do have the BART charter school down the road. There are students from North Adams that attend that charter school. I think that, you know, any charter school organization would be concerned about becoming even competitive within against charter schools, because we don't currently have the capacity just in terms of numbers of students. I think until the state can really identify a viable way to support charter school development without it harming public education, I think that there's always going to be this debate. Personally, I believe very strongly that parents have to make those choices, that it's a parent choice as to the educational programming of for their child. However, I really advocate for and believe very strongly that public education needs to be worthy of their selection. And so that's always been my position, is it's great to have parent choice. We're going to be the best system so that they want to choose us.